T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What was your take on the Panthers' Mike Matheson getting 2 games for his illegal hit on the Canucks rookie Elias Pettersson, where he basically takes him into the boards and choke slams him to the ice, concusses him, and he
only
gets,
got 2 games?
He gets 2 games. Meanwhile, Wilson is sitting 20 games. Now, I know that part of it is reputation, that Wilson had a lengthy track record before and Matheson didn't. But when you saw that sentence handed down, that had to make your blood boil.
What? There's a lot of things that make my blood boil when it comes to these suspensions. I think it was Dallas's first game of the season, their best player's knee was taken out. And there was nothing even done. There was no phone call from the league. There was no talk about it. But it was done in Dallas. There wasn't a lot of media outcry. Tom Wilson is a targeted villain as far as the league's concerned. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in the Canadian media especially that love to slam him every chance they get because they want to hear they want to be relevant in that time. Mike Matheson hit a very good Canadian rookie. Had he not hit a Canadian rookie, Pettersson plays for Vancouver, there was a loud outcry in that game because this kid has been lighting it up. I think he has 5 goals so far. So that was more, to me, I'm surprised he was suspended at all because I've seen that hit time and time again, and no one does anything about it. The league never does anything on that call. So because there was an outcry, so that was more of a media suspension again. Should he have been suspended? Well, if Wilson got suspended 20 games for what he did, I think Matheson definitely should have got suspended for his infraction. But the league is very hypocritical in how they handle these suspensions. And, you could see the exact same Wilson hit 10 times this season from other players who aren't named Wilson, and there will not be a suspension.
Do you think that they'll reduce that, or is he going to serve the 20?
You know what? I honestly think this suspension came down from the top and outside of the Department of Player Safety. Hmm. And just like last year, Zach Aston Brown or Zach Aston Smith or Reese in Pittsburgh, when Wilson got him with a straight hit on hit. And I heard that came out. The referees are saying, no, that's a hit. That's a legal hit. That player brace for it got lower. So I don't think they'll reduce it. I'll be shocked if they do. It really is mind-boggling that if he appeals it again, it goes an independent arbitrator. We saw last year or the year before when it went that far in the appeal process that by the time they ruled on it, the suspension had already been served. So it's kind of a waste of time. So I will be shocked if it's reduced by Gary Bettman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.